USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Banking sector turmoil continues. After a week of federal interventions to stabilize the banking system and market volatility, driven by investor uncertainty, the economic outlook has two factors weighing in: private sector confidence and Federal Reserve interest rate policies. The Feds meet again on Tuesday. Emergency loans to banks spiked to new records this week, surpassing previous highs reached during the 2008 financial crisis. Polish President Duda has announced Poland will transfer four of its MiG-29 fighter jets to Ukraine in the coming days, with plans to send more. The transfer would make Poland the first NATO member to answer Kyiv's call for aircraft to help it further prevent Russia from gaining air superiority over Ukraine. If you own a Ford, you could be receiving a letter for a recall.
Ford Motor Company is recalling more than a million cars over a brake hose issue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Ford Fusions and Lincoln MKZs sold between 2013 and 2018 are affected. It has to do with front brake hoses that may rupture and leak brake fluid. The agency says owners will be notified by letter and dealers will replace the front brake hoses for free. I'm Skip Kelly.
For the second time in the last 30 days, a hiker has died at the popular Arches National Park in Utah. This time it was a 56-year-old man from Massachusetts who died on Devil's Garden Trail, which gives access to Landscape Arches, Double O Arches, and Dark Angel. The report on the other death says an unidentified 71-year-old man collapsed and died while hiking with his wife and son in the park. Russian fighter jets who brought down the American drone over the Black Sea have been given state awards for their actions. Moscow's defense ministry made the announcement this morning. Moscow went on to say the Russian fighters did not use airborne weapons and did not come in contact with the unmanned aerial vehicle and return safely to their base. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
There's been at least one confirmed tornado in North Texas as severe weather hits part of the state.
It happened over Fort Worth on Thursday afternoon, moving at roughly 30 miles per hour. Weather officials have also warned residents to watch out for tennis ball-sized and golf ball-sized hail amid a thunderstorm warning. Damaging wind gusts could be felt throughout the night. There are also reports of storm damage. I'm Trey Thomas.
California drought conditions are now the best in more than 3 years.
45% of California is now out of drought status, an improvement of 18% from a week ago, and the best numbers since February of 2020. Only 9% of the state remains in the top three categories, including severe drought, down from 19% last week, and 94% at the start of the water year in October. I'm Dave Collins.
The Biden administration is threatening to ban TikTok unless the app's Chinese owners sell their stakes in the company. U.S. Cyber Command Director General Paul Nakasone shared his concerns with lawmakers.
One-third of Americans get their news from TikTok every single day. One-sixth of American youth say they're constantly on TikTok. That's a loaded gun.
Virginia Senator Mark Warner says more needs to be done than just the ban threat.
We don't want to ban it, but we do want to get the ownership into people or companies that aren't beholden to the Chinese Communist Party.
Lance Pry, USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.